Welcome, students! Welcome to another year here at Hogwarts! To our first years, I have a few notices I wish to announce. An unmarked, random room in this castle will kill anyone entering it. It is such because I decided to hide an extremely dangerous and powerful artifact at this institution for children. Please also note that if you enter the school's forest, it will be a very painful and certain death from the dozens of ferocious creatures roaming it. Despite being the safest place in the world for wizards, there is a coin flip's chance that one of my employees this year is on a first name basis with the most evil wizard in living memory. I am, of course, speaking of Yes, I said his name. I am not scared for my life, but you should be. Which one is it this year? Personally, my best is on Professor Snape. I am also pleased to announce that the Quinquennial Test Tournament will be held this year. The three underage contestants will endure three deadly trials for no other reason than my personal amusement. I encourage anyone with monetarily struggling families to enter so that you can recover from the outrageously expensive and gratuitous equipment which we require you to purchase to attend this school. You don't want your family to starve, do you? So please, enter! Speaking from experience, casualties are frequent and amusing. Lastly, I need to address the elephant in the room, or rather the snake in the room. I personally distrust and loathe the members of the Slytherin house, and as such, if Slytherin wins the house cup through hard work and effort, I will overthrow the results by giving arbitrary points to whatever house I feel like.
As the students get out of the seats and scramble out of the main hall, Dumbledore looks across the teacher's table with a mocking grin.
Severus, see me at my office immediately. We need to discuss your lily-cocking situation,
he said calmly.
Also, children, I would like to let you know that for my own amusement, I have hired a squib to clean the school, despite the fact that magic would make this a trivial task for anyone else. Feel free to curse him as much as you would like, as he cannot defend himself. Also, I have another announcement. Notorious criminal Sirius Black has broken free from prison. So to ensure your safety, we have littered the school grounds with demons that suck out people's souls and eat happiness. That'll be all. Have a nice year. Oh, children, you may notice that my pet midget has died. He has been replaced by another whom I procured at no small expense. You may address Mr. Davis as Professor Lippitit from now on. We will pretend he is the same midget I previously owned. If any Oros show up and ask what happened, we will say Professor Lippitit merely charmed himself to appear younger. The professor will be seated next to Hagger, as the discrepancy in the sizes of these two freaks amuses me greatly. One final thing, students, and listen closely. Any student caught practicing black magic?
Dumbledore turned and looked directly at Pick related.
Will be punished severely. Black magic should be reported immediately, as they will be expelled. We also have a number of elves we keep as willing slaves. Feel free to gawk and point at their grotesque appearances, and perhaps laugh if you must.
Dumbledore stared down at the Granger bitch.
Under no circumstances will you attempt to organize a slave revolt. It ended poorly for the elves last time, but Hagrid was fed well for weeks afterwards. Oh, and due to avian flu concerns, the owl rookery, yes, the one full of droppings, is off limits to all delivery owls and are to be called at once. Now, let the feast begin.
Dumbledore was peacefully walking in his office. Suddenly the door opened. In walked an African student wearing the proud black and red robes of Gryffindor, a symbol of a racially equal wizarding society. Dumbledore shrieked in terror and went for his wand, pointed it at the intruder and screamed,
"Ridiculous!"
Dumbledore breathed a sigh of relief as the boggart retreated back into the castle.
"No, Ronald! I will not start calling you Rhoda! Hogwarts will not stand by such degeneracy! You were born a man and a man you will stay! Grootsa! Maybe that will teach you! Harry fucking Potter, did you write All Lives Matter on the wall of the third floor corridor with the blood of Mr. Filch's cats? The Muggles in Hogsmeade have started rioting! They're on their way now to tear down the statue of Godric Gryffindor himself! Pandemonium! Blasphemy! Oh, you think it's funny, do you? Well, it would bemuse you to know that your friend Miss Granger has been missing all day! They're probably defiling all their halls as we speak! I do not need to remind you how Muggles lust after our woman, do I? You know, sometimes I can really see where Dumbledore's coming from. I really do. Alas, it has come to this. Grab your fucking wand and put this pointy hood on. We must secure the existence of our people and a future for magical children. Hail, Godric!